Republic Yemeni number one.
What is up, you silly fucking bitches? What is happening, my friends? How's everybody doing? I hope you're doing good. I'm out in Wichita. Actually, I'm in Tulsa. What's the difference? That all looks the same. All looks the same, man. It's just Wichita seems like everyone's all freaks and they like to have sex with each other. And I kind of found that out doing the show by like letting them know. Like, I think you guys are swingers, and they all laughed and confirmed it. You come out here, man, it's almost the same shit, but the people are judgy, you know? Judgy. Technically, Tracy says, hey, Mike, waiting for 8 p.m. for Station 19. If anybody's watching this, tonight, 8 p.m. on ABC, I will be playing the character of Captain Khalidi. A little small role with some lines, my first co-star role. And yeah, I'm not going to watch it. My sister's more excited about it than I am. My sister's just like, yo, man, you about to be on ABC. And I'm just like, yeah, man, I got jokes to write. I got to drive to fucking flat places with flat asses. You know, and make jokes about it. But I'm not. It's really funny. I don't really care that much about it. I do. But it's not like it's funny, because I remember like the first movie role I ever got when I was in Detroit. I was so excited to see my name pop up on IMDb every day. I'd fucking like refresh that motherfucker, be like, "Hey man, today's the day I'm gonna," and my fucking dumb name is gonna be there. And some dumb role like janitor or whatever the fuck it was, and yeah, I really cared about that. Now I'm like, man, today I did check in my thing and my name's not on there. Now I'm pissed. But for the most part, I never really cared about that stuff. Hold on a second. I got to grab a drink. Hold on. I'll be right back. Fuck. I thought there was something to drink in there, but there wasn't. All right, guys. All I have to say is, real quick, man, yeah, Jason says, it's hard to watch or listen to yourself. I have no idea how you vloggers do it. I don't know how I'm doing it, motherfucker. Are you serious? Oh, I've also moved this podcast to my other Mike from Detroit channel on YouTube. Right now it's called Mike from Detroit Second Channel, if you want to search for it. That channel there I created years ago after I created the Ed and Mo Show channel, which is this channel here you guys are watching it on. And I don't think that I'm getting much views on this, because I think the people that are following this are mainly like Middle Eastern people that want to see Middle Eastern stuff. They don't really give a shit about anything else. So it's funny, because I posted my Kansas tornado video. If you saw the crowd work that I did in Kansas while I was doing a set in the middle of a tornado, you should definitely check it out. You'll probably find it on my Facebook page, Mike from Detroit, my Instagram page, my TikTok. My TikTok's blowing up way more than my Instagram. Instagram's got me shadow banned. They're suppressing my views. It's very obvious because the algorithm, it's only showing my videos to people who are only following me. So it's not even expanding my reach to anybody else. So I'm completely shadow banned on Instagram. And I'm not getting the views that I want on my YouTube. So I moved the same video, the Kansas tornado, to my second channel. And instantly it got like 1.5 thousand views. But TikTok seems to be the one that's really doing its job. And everyone's like, oh, but China. But, you know, what the fuck? China's not telling me I can't say stop bombing Yemen. Apparently Instagram don't like that too much. Thinks I'm dangerous. You know what I mean? Can't fucking get my voice up across. So that shadow banning shit is real. And not only that, it's like there's a thing on there that says I'm ineligible to make money on Instagram. It just says with a big X when I go into my settings. It says big X ineligible until June something. So basically I got to be a good boy. I got to suck the algorithm's dick. You know what I'm saying? Remember when they said the sign of the beast? Here it is, guys. It's called the algorithm. The algorithm is the one that tells you, ooh, no, we don't care about Yemenis right now. You can't say free Palestine. No. It's Ukraine. Ukraine. The algorithm likes Ukraine. Happy fucking, sexy white people getting bombed. Sexy white people getting bombed. Whoa. Man, we got to do everything for that. We should really champion that shit. Brown people getting bombed. Come on, man. Why are you ruining my mood? Stop doing that. Can't talk about that shit. The simulation doesn't like brown people. Yes, I got a show May 20th in Oxford, at Grave Cap Brewing. You can see it on my Instagram. I just booked a bunch of shows in New York. I'm coming to New York City. So I'll be at the Grizzly Pear many times. I will be in a bunch of other little independent shows all throughout New York. I'll be there for a week. If you guys are in New York, definitely come check me out. And like I said, tonight I'll be on Station 19. But what I want to get to, aside from that shit, is I said it on the podcast before, and now it's coming to fruition. I think a lot of people, it's not like I was predicting anything. I think anybody with common sense could tell that we are about to go into what we're going into right now. You know, if you've been paying attention to the news, something has happened recently. And, the word bitch, right? You little bitch. Fuck this bitch. You know, like women, of course, are like, hey, you can't be saying bitch no more. No, I think you can. You know, I think bitch is gender neutral. It always has been. For anything, I'm always calling dudes that are fucking bitches, bitches, more than calling women bitches. You know? I mean, back in the day, the word bitches was a little bit less harsh. It was kind of like it was a thing. Even bitches were calling themselves bitches. Everyone's calling them bitches. Everyone's calling them bitches. It was cool, you know? Things are cool one day, next thing you know, they're not. But the point is that we got a little bitch that fucking started something. And really fucked it up for everyone and set a precedent that right now is pissing me off as a stand-up comedian. And that little bitch is this little piece of shit motherfucker right here. You see this fucking goofy ass fucking Oreo fucking turd? The little fucking guy who, I don't cuss in my rap songs, man, because I'm a good guy. I do clean humor, ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Why is it always people like that that try so fucking hard to be so fucking good? They're the ones that snap. Like, there was a guy that I met in Detroit long time ago at a theater. And he was like a Buddhist. I gotta get a sip of water. He was a Buddhist and was preaching, like, being calm and being serene. And, you know, I have like a kind of an attitude, you know, and when I was younger, I was kind of like really like, oh no, fuck that. I'll fuck someone up, you know? And he was all trying to like, nah, man, that's not the way to go, bro. You gotta keep it like fucking. And I was like, okay. So I was listening to this guy preaching this peaceful shit. And then about like a month or two later, I remember I was talking to somebody and I was like, hey man, I met this guy who was really really, really cool guy, man. Very serene, Buddhist, at the fucking bar. And they were like, that guy? And I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, he don't work there no more, man. He flipped out and busted some shit up. Broke a whole bunch of stuff. Stole money. Fucking got into a fight. He fucking snapped. And I was like, what? And that's what this guy is. This little fucking turd. This, God damn it, man. Like, you don't even understand as a stand-up comedian how pissed off I am. I'm just like, bro, you know, as an entertainer, you don't fucking do that, because now what you're doing is you're setting the precedent for other motherfuckers, like I said before, to start doing that. Every comedian now is already sitting there going, hey, try me, come on, you come up on this stage, motherfucker, I'll shoot you. And now it's very, very possible that any one of us could get attacked, or, you know, even worse, killed. Fuck. You know, let's not hope it gets to that, but, you know, I'm blaming this little fucking bitch right here. That little bitch is the one that deserves to get it. And I can't believe, man, like, these motherfuckers did all that, and they still gave him his award. I mean, what a little bitch, man. What a fucking cuck. And now what you did is you just started this entire fucking thing where now people think it's...
Make some noise for hip-hop history.
Yeah, that it's just okay to attack people now. I don't know if you saw that, guys, but I got, like, a bunch of videos here real quick just to show. I mean, like, this one's good. And then afterwards, Chris Rock gets up.
Was that Will Smith?
Was that Will Smith? Here's a video of the fucking asshole. Look at his arm. Look at his arm. Look, they fucked his ass up. Look at that shit. Can you guys see that? Can you see how his arm, his shoulder is busted up? They fucked his ass up good. Good. You fucking deserve it. So yeah, Dave Chappelle got attacked, if you guys didn't hear about it. I think some of you guys in the chat maybe didn't know, but yeah, for sure. He got attacked by some fucking crazy motherfucker, and they fucked his ass up, man. Like, I'm playing some of this video here of his ass. Yeah, I mean, they fucked his ass up, and they broke his fucking arm. I wish there was video of them busting his ass, because that would be fucking perfect. Here's a fucking picture of his ass. Here he is, this little dumb motherfucker. Look at what he did. Look what they did to his face, man. They fucked his arm up so much, right? That they permanently, they were like, you know what, dude? We're going to break your fucking arms, and then we're going to make you pose so that you look like you're going, man, did I just do that? I kind of fucked up, didn't I? Man, bro, I fucked up. Fuck, cuz. He got another head growing out of his fucking eyeball. Good, motherfucker. You deserve it. I don't know. Yeah, they fucked his arm up real good. Anyways, my point is Will Smith's a fucking little bitch. And, I mean, anybody try to come at me at a show, man, I am going to fuck you up. Actually, no. Don't come at me at a show. I'll probably run away. I ain't trying to fucking get into a fight. I'm just trying to tell jokes. You know, but now it's like, fuck, I gotta take jiu-jitsu. I mean, they fucked that dude up, bro. And I'm so happy. And the baddest thing is I didn't find the video to be able to play it here, but there was this one video where, like, Dave Chappelle gets on stage and he goes, that was a trans man. Fucking hilarious. And the guy had a gun. I think he had, like, a replica. Not a gun, he had a knife. And a replica gun. But man, they fucked his ass up. Good. Fuck that motherfucker. Fuck this motherfucker. I don't know. Anyways, I am being shadow banned on Instagram. So now I am, like, working on trying to get everybody to go to my website. So I'm like, I got this link page now. So I think I'm getting smart. Like, instead of doing link trees, other people do link trees, I built my own link tree. And it's on my page. I think I'm going to make it my landing page. And that way, people can just go to mikefromdetroit.com, and then they can find my social media stuff from there. But I think this motherfucking video is going to be living on my other channel, because I think the other channel is more geared for people who want to get this type of material. Whenever I play this on the Ed and Mo Show channel, which is still broadcasting on that, I'm starting to find out that I'm getting all mainly like judgmental Muslim people that are mad that I'm not doing that show anymore. And then they're mad that I'm eating bacon. Then they're mad that I'm not Muslim. It's just like, yo, dude, can I just go to hell in peace? Can I just go to hell in peace? You know what I'm saying? It's like, why is everybody like so mad that I'm not trying to go to heaven? Who wants to go to heaven? Do you know who is going to be up there, man? It's going to be all like televangelists and people who fucking go to church. I really don't want to go to heaven. It's just going to be all judgmental people. No one's going to be playing with their dicks. Fuck that. I'm going to go to hell, man. You know who's going to be down there? The Rolling Stones. And Jimi Hendrix is there. Marilyn Monroe. I think hell's the place to go, man. I'm not going to lie. I think we got duped. Hell's where it's at. It's warm. Tropical. It's probably tropical. But anyways, what the fuck was I just talking about? Definitely going to be pushing more things onto my website instead of doing it anywhere else, because it's just sad that you have this like a system that's just like, hey, you're not saying the things we want you to say, so fuck you. But the funny thing is that now that I'm posting the videos on my other channel, it's like that stuff is spreading. I do it on TikTok, shit is fucking spreading. You know, I do it on Instagram, and it only sends it to the people that I'm following. It's literally not pushing any of my stuff out there. But fuck it, we're gonna beat this algorithm. You know, I gotta open up the phone lines. Let's see if anybody wants to call and let me know what they think about what's been going on recently. I really have been like busting my ass to try and add some more structure to the show, but it's not really been easy. But while I'm being on the road and stuff, you know, the driving from one area to, I mean, like even when I left Tulsa, I had merch that was coming in the mail and then it got late. And then it was like, fuck. And then it didn't show up. Then they said it's going to show up the next day. So then I had to find a place to stay in Wichita the last night. Mind you, I wanted to get like this podcast ready. But then I had to find a place to stay. And then when I found a place to stay, I had to get up super early in the morning and get to the post office before they sent my package out on a route. And then when I finally got that, I was like, all right, I start driving. And then when I start driving, of course, I get a call from my agent. Hey, you got to do that self-tape. That thing is due in 45 minutes. And I'm like, yo, I'm driving to Tulsa right now. Now I got to audition for a fucking commercial. And then it just like makes matters worse than the not a commercial, a TV show. And then the TV show is one of those people that they won't even send you the script. They're like, oh, it's just such a secret show. And so you got to log into this app. And then when you get the app, it'll let you see it. But you have to do it through your email. Then they sent it to my email and it wouldn't show up. So I had to send it to another email and it didn't fucking work that way. It was like for days I'm trying to get this script. I just gave up. Then finally the guy's like, hey, you got to try from your computer. Probably it's not working on your phone. So it's like the app's not working. I'm like, okay, more time wasted. Finally get to my computer. We got one day to do this audition, okay? I pull it up on my fucking computer and the app tells me I couldn't do a screenshot and I couldn't save the script. I had to read it off the laptop. It was so top secret, whatever, that it was like, this app knows that if you're taking a screenshot, it's going to shut you out of the thing, and then it's going to send a message to the director. I said, what the fuck is this shit, bro? I'm on the road right now. Like, I got fucking time to fucking hack into the CIA just to do goddamn an audition for a role that I'm probably not going to get. It's crazy, man. It'll start pouring down rain, tornado warning, agent calls. You got 45 minutes to get this shit in. And then when I get to the apartment over here, the condo, I open up my app to get the thing, and then the thing won't let you take a screenshot of it. So I had to read it off my laptop. Long story short, man, once I got everything to what I needed to do, it was like there was no way I was going to do the podcast. And then today, of course, even more shit. But fucking battling it like a ninja, bro. But I have not been paying attention to the news. I have not been watching TV. I'm not even going to watch my fucking show tonight. I mean, it's going to be going on tonight. I'm not even going to fucking watch it because I'm going to be on stage. And then I probably won't even watch it tomorrow, you know? What are you guys talking about, man? Wouldn't the televangelists be in hell? I don't know, man. I would hope that they are, but I don't think so, man. They're the only ones that are preaching, hey, man, we're going to heaven. You know, man, here's the thing. It's like there's a part of me that was like raised to be like, hey, man, when we die, we're going to go to a place. And God is loving and caring and it's going to be a great time. And you're going to have so much fun. There's going to be infinite ice cream. And there's no mortgages, no government. You know, it's just everything's going to be peachy. I don't think that's going to be the case, man. I don't think the universe is kind. There's a part of me the other day, I was just thinking, it's kind of dark, but I was only thinking, I'm just like, what makes us think that anything is kind in this universe? The only thing that makes us think that everything is peaceful is because we built houses. We have to live outside, man. You know how mad we'd be right now? You have any idea how like difficult it would be to be like living outdoors, getting chased by predators and shit? Everything wants to take your head off out there. Go to space. See how well you do in space. I mean, ain't nothing fucking nice in this universe. And part of me is like, man, what if God was really just a prankster alien? He's just a fucking interdimensional alien that likes to fuck with us. You know, maybe there is no God. Or there is a God and he's a piece of shit and he's going to fuck you up. But we're all going to go to fucking hell or some shit. I don't know. But funny thing is, you take DMT and you go to the other realm. And what happens? You feel comfortable. You feel nice. You feel like all those beings on the other side, if that is where you go to die, are very, very pleasant. So who the fuck knows? Demi Trace goes, why don't we just do that now? No mortgages. Infinite ice cream sounds good to me. Yes. Amen. I fucking love ice cream. I can't remember the last time I had it, though. Fucking God. Hey, I have not been drinking for one day. What do you guys think about that? I hate to fucking say it, man, but I really think I'm done drinking, man. Again, I don't think it's hard to do. Like, when you do shows, man, you want to drink. But, man, I feel so good. Like, I'm at that point now when I fucking drink even just a little bit. I be waking up just like, ugh. Straight up old, man. Straight up old. I'm sorry, guys. I really didn't come as prepared with this one. Life's been very, very hectic. A lot of people have been... Oh, my ass. No more bang? Yeah, bro. I was going to get a bang. I didn't have time today, bro. Actually, I had a bang at the gym. I wanted another one. I probably should give those up. Oh, fuck. Hola.
Hola, Sabineras.
What's up, babe? Are you good?
I'm good. You hit on something there with the not drinking.
Oh, no. That's what made you call?
Well, no. I was going to say something else. But
okay.
Like what you said you're feeling. Like, things are better. You're more clear. Like, I can't say I stopped drinking, but I don't really drink much anymore. Like, instead of drinking every day, I'm, say, a month between drinks.
Right? How old are you now?
37.
Yeah, you're still young. I'm not feel. I didn't feel it till like maybe 42. That's when I started like really. I was like, oh man, what the fuck is this? Like hangovers were one thing. Now they're debilitating.
Yeah, I still don't get hangovers, but my level of quality has gone up too.
Level of what? Like quality.
Like the liquor I drink. Like it's no longer the cheapest thing on the shelf. Like.
Yeah,
if I'm going to drink something better.
It doesn't matter for me, man. It, to me, it's fickle as fuck. Like, now it's like, now if I don't get good enough sleep, it's a different type of feeling. Like, I don't know. It's just like, it's a fickle thing. Sometimes I can drink, and I'll wake up the next day, boom, no problem. And then it's a crapshoot. Now, there's some days I'll drink the same way, I'll do whatever. And then the next day, my body's like, fuck you, bro. And it's just like, god damn. It's like it's a roll of a dice. And then now I'm just like, do I even want to roll the dice anymore to have those days? You know?
Like, I haven't gotten to that point.
What's that?
I haven't gotten to the point you're at. But now there's like, I don't know, call it like a fog. Like the next day, like I feel great. But, like, I don't, the level of motivation to get things done after is not there.
Can you still hear me?
But, yeah, I can hear you.
Something happened here where, hold on.
For some reason, I tapped this.
Check. Can you hear me now?
I've heard you the whole time.
Oh, see? Now I don't have you in my headphones. Hold on one second. I tapped something really quick and then, I think it, oh, you piece of shit. There we go. Come on, man. Technical difficulties. We need this shit. This is what we need in our lives, bro. There you go. I can hear you now. Can you hear me? Perfect. What were you saying there again? I'm sorry, man. Yeah, that's enough for me to be like, fuck that. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Like a longer stretch. And that fog has disappeared. I think...
Right. Looks like I lost your voice in the thing. Something happened where I hit this thing, and now all of a sudden, people are saying they can't hear you. So I'm not sure what the hell. Whatever, man. This is just typical. This is very, very typical. Well, what Jason was saying is that he used to drink. Oh, he's back now? Okay, can you talk again, Jason? See, I don't see him in my system. Talk again?
Talk again.
All right. I think now they can hear you. Right? Okay. All right. So anyways, when he was missing there for a second, what Jason was saying was he was drinking a shitload a night. A shitload of night. See, the thing is, you have the training, man. You've trained your body.
Yeah,
not only that, I think a lot of it has to do with my ancestors. My ancestors didn't come from a region where they just drank, man. People where I'm from, they were smoking. You know, that's why I like weed and shit. And I think a lot of it is that.
I don't know if my like training for drinking is because of who I started drinking with.
Right.
Was it that group of friends? Was it a culture thing? Or what, right? But if they drink, you drink it at 90 degrees. and you don't put the bottle down until it's empty. It's like, I learned how to drink from people who have drank. And that kind of carried through. Like, an average bar night for me was $150 and up. And that was just for me. And yeah. I'll still be fine.
That must be crazy, though, man. I mean, aside from not having hangovers, man, but for real, that you fucking your body up, man. You know?
Yeah. Like I said, everything feels better now.
Yeah, so like today, like yesterday, I didn't, I don't drink often, man. I don't have to have a drink, but something about when I'm in a bar, I have to have a drink. Or when there's a bar there, I have to have a drink. Or if I'm out, at a comedy club, before I go up, I like to have a drink. And then sometimes that a drink becomes two drinks. And then sometimes I'm really feeling the mood and I crush. And then I want to party that night. And then now that one or two drinks is like, hey, man, let's take it to the bar and keep drinking. And then next thing you know, the next day, I'm like, fuck.
And that's the good thing about you doing a brewery in Oxford. Like, I cannot do beer.
I can't do beer either.
Like, the smell makes me feel sick.
No, it doesn't make me feel sick. I just don't want to get fat, bro. I can't do this now. I think gluten too is another thing. It doesn't do too well with me. I drink it and I get bloated and I get more drunk on beer, man. I can drink tequila and keep my shit together. Something about the rye or whatever, the barley mixed with the alcohol, that shit fucks me up quick, man. So weird.
Tequila, I don't know if it's all tequila or what I drink. At least it has zero carbs. It's like, it's the healthier liquor, I guess you could say.
It is. It is. When I was even now tequila's kind of fucking me up, man. It depends, dude. Like, it just kind of, alcohol will fuck up my sleep. I think tequila fucks up your sleep more because it's a stimulant. I think that's the thing. You know, maybe if I drink only like something else that is not a stimulant, then maybe I would be able to sleep well. But then again, I don't even want to try it anymore. I think I want to try to just not drink, you know. The lockdown made me drink more. That's what it was, bro. Like, before that, man, I didn't really drink that much. I didn't really care. Like, I could go nights or weekends at the club and not drink. Now it's like, yo, man, I feel naked if I'm not drinking.
I'll drink at the bar Friday, Saturday night. Then the lockdown happened. And now you're like, well, I can't go anywhere. So you start drinking. You don't realize how much you're drinking.
Yeah.
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 Like, there was a point I was doing almost, say, right around half a handle a night.
But half a what?
Half of a handle.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
The size above a fifth.
I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Half gallon or a gallon, something like that.
Okay. All right. So you're saying you drink about a half a gallon?
No, I'll drink about half of that.
See, I was like that in the Marine Corps, man. The Marine Corps sent me to rehab. That's how much I was drinking. The Marine Corps sent me to rehab. I wasn't even a fucking, like, not even a full year and a half in. I already had a drinking problem. And they sent me to rehab. And I know drinking, man. I used to drink.
At that point, I could have been a Marine when it comes to drinking.
Yeah. And the funny thing, when you're younger, man, your body handles it way better. I would just wake up drunk and I would go on the fucking however many mile runs we do. I'd smoke fucking 5 cigarettes before the run, chain smoke them. And I'll put like a dip of Copenhagen in my mouth and go on the run hammered. And then just go on with my day like nothing fucking happened. It's like, you know, and then some days, of course, I've had hangovers that was just way too much for anybody to fucking deal with. But bro, now, man, I just find like if I drink and then I have like a milkshake, boom, that shit. Now the milkshake fucked it up. It tipped me over the edge.
I made a similar mistake once.
What do you do to like not drink though? So like, do you drink anything else? Do you drink like soda water or like? Do you drink anything else to keep you even like not drinking?
I just don't drink.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy for me when I'm at home. When I'm at home, I can not drink. I got no fucking problem not drinking at home, man. But you put me in a bar, that's when I have a problem, you know? And it's, you know, like last night I felt good because I went to the comedy club. I did the show without drinking, and I didn't have a drink the whole night. It's good. And then I woke up today, and I was like, yeah, let me see if I can do it again tonight, you know? But sometimes, man, I feel like I just want to drink while I'm performing. But, you know, Bill Burr stopped drinking, especially before going up on shows, and I heard him on a podcast talking about why, and I agree with him, you know? But, bro, there's a supplement called glutathione. That's another thing that you can take, and I've been taking that, and that has been helping. If you take glutathione before you go to bed, that replaces the thing in your body that you have an abundance of when you're young. And that's, they say, one of the reasons why young people don't get bad hangovers is because we're able to, you know, we have glutathione production in our system much more readily available when we're younger. And that is very good with purging toxins out of our cells. And then you get old and we don't have that. And then we wake up and we wonder why we feel like shit. And it's because our body's trying to get us to die, bro. You get the fuck out of here.
Could that be part of the aging thing?
That is.
Like how we're living. Well, like we're living past what we are really meant to live, right?
I don't know about that.
Like, well, the thing, like a lot of it's modern technology doing it. But wasn't old age at some point considered 30?
No, I think I think a lot of that is being revised. I think I remember listening to an anthropologist on, I think it was on Joe Rogan's podcast. I forgot who it was, but I remember him saying that a lot of those numbers of people not living that long, you know, I think a lot of that had to do with the agricultural revolution. I think that once we started like, adding grains to our diet and moving less, that's when because I think that he was saying that like hunter-gatherer societies before the agricultural movement, a lot of those people lived well into like old age if they weren't, of course, injured, mauled by an animal or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, at some point our quality of life as a whole has become far greater than it was.
Fuck yeah.
Like we're safe compared to people back then.
For sure. That's why I was like saying earlier, I'm like, it's really funny how like people think like the universe is safe. I was like, you just feel safe because we have a house, you know?
I mean, it's true.
Yeah, it is like, true.
More so than I think you meant by it, but yeah.
Yeah. I think this weekend, maybe tomorrow, I'm thinking I'm going to go out with the microphone. I'm going to get some interviews of people on the street. And then it'd be really nice if I also had like a comic that would call in on my shows and stuff. I got to start really figuring out how to structure this. but I am definitely putting more time into it, you know. But Jason, man, I want to thank you for your call, bro. It's always good talking to you, man. Thank you for being a listener and everything.
Thank you, man.
And I will see you in Michigan. Are you coming to?
I think, yeah, Tracy and I have basically committed to being there.
See, I lost you again with this fucking thing. Well, anyways, I'm going to let you go, dude. I don't know. I must be hitting something that's doing it. But thank you, Jason.
All right, take care, man.
Peace out, bro. Yeah. Rate the call. The call was great. Thank you very much, Skype. That was Jason. Oh, man. Yeah, I knocked this whole fucking thing out of commission. Today has been a fucking weird day. But I'm going to try and get ready to do my show tonight. If anybody's listening to this whole weekend, I am at the Looney Bin in Tulsa. Got one show tonight, two shows Friday night, two shows Saturday night. And then I'll be in New York after that. I am going to be coming way more correct next week. Let's see if I can have a little bit way more structured like I did earlier. I've just been like really busy trying to get this stuff, get my other things in check, you know. But I will be in New York, so it's going to be interesting how I'm going to do that. And I'm going to see if I can set that one up somewhere. Who knows? Maybe I'll do it in Central Park. But... guys, until next time, thank you for tuning in. Jason, thank you for your call. You inspired me to probably not drink tonight. And guys, until next week, you can always find me at Mike from Detroit. Deuces! And music.
Public Yemeni number one.